Right now, let's talk more college football and have Brent Beard in with us from First Coast News. Good afternoon, Brent. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Speaking of First Coast News, we did we have a late Sunday night show at 11:30, and was in the middle of the show doing a segment with Chris Porter, and the in the Zoom meeting timed out. So Bill had it stopped, and he had to call me back toward the end of the show. And when we did the segment, we finished the segment right before we left. So, as you know, whether it's radio or TV, anything can happen at any time.
You were on live? You weren't taping it for later?
No, it was live.
Oh, wow.
So I've got some, earbuds that I wear, and you dial the station number, and you're able to hear programming through the earbuds. Well, you know, after you have those in for a while. Sometimes
you know, that wouldn't have happened if you were on Channel 4. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I'm sure they'd be glad to tell us that, right?
That's right. That's right. All right, Brent, how surprised were you that everyone left Destin with no real decisions made?
I don't know a time before when we have had more preliminary speculation that there would be some major decisions made during that time, and that there were not. I know Ivan Mazzeo made a story on that, that he was certainly disappointed with it. Now, I can see where look, if you go to 8 or 9, I get the fact that your 8 crowd, and why they like it, and then I get also the fact of if you're a favorite is going to 9 games, how you'd like that too. But I mean, we expected to have some kind of resolution, legislation, something, Bill, that would have carried on. It didn't. That's not to say that they're not still doing it, but I think the thought was, if you've got all the decision makers in one place, why can't you really buckle down and get some of this stuff done? And unfortunately, they were not really able. I'm not saying they didn't get anything done at all, but people expected a lot more out of this 4 or 5 day event than actually happened.
How and why did the 7+1 scheduling format get momentum all of a sudden?
It surprises me. I think because your 7+1 or 1-7, however you look at that, probably is more status quo, and that's what people are used to at that time. But Bill, look, for the people who want 9 games, you get to carry basically 3 of your rivals. And then you would, be able to. The idea is, in 4 years, if you're the average player, that you would get to play every team during the time that you were on campus. So, even with that, still not able to come across. And they looked at 30 different models and came up with 2, and I still think the 1-7, Bill, would just more, well, this is kind of how we've always done it, so why do we need to change?
Brent Beard, our guest, talking college football. What was it, the second lower-tiered schools who perhaps pushed that more?
Yes. What happened is they just don't, and look, I get this to a degree, but, I mean, Bill, if you're a Vanderbilt, or if you're a to some degree of South Carolina, or just pick one, do you necessarily want another loss? So I that's the logic in their heart and mind, is why do we want to have a situation here to where we would just get beat another time. The upper echelon really likes it, and they think that's a route that we should go. I still think, Bill, eventually they do that, because sooner or later it's another revenue stream. Now, look, they've already made the deal with ESPN. You've been in TV long enough to know, Bill, at some point, don't they propose to ESPN, look, this is more eyeballs. This is people are going to be excited about playing another game like that. Well, can we come up with some kind of a compromise and get some money for that? So doesn't that eventually happen, do you think?
Well, Sankey tried to say that he was not being dictated by ABC or right. ESPN. Do you buy that?
Well, I don't. You've got so many other entities out there now, Bill, and even though I want them to expand the playoffs, the thing that you also understand is right now ESPN pretty much has first right of refusal. And if you wait until the contract actually comes open, you can deal with other streaming services than an ESPN. So don't they have something to do with this too before it's over?
Well, you know, I when you say that, it reminds me of some of the feedback we've gotten in baseball. The Braves have been on Apple TV and on Peacock a couple of times this year. And even though they're free, it's throwing people off big time.
Sure,
you know,
is.
I know
yes.
a lot of people have streaming services, but a lot of people don't.
Right.
And so it'll be kind of interesting to see how that unfolds. So, I mean, I don't necessarily look at this as a negative. I mean, obviously they want more discussion. Could this be about a disagreement over who belongs in each individual team's regular schedule? Could that be what this is about?
Could be. I mean, there are a lot of ways in looking at this, and as far as where it's going, I mean, I do like the fact that you would. I mean, we've used that Georgia going to A&M for the first time in a few months when that happens. Then when A&M just first joined the league, and frankly, that is ridiculous to be able to look at that. And again, Bill. And the thing we haven't talked about is all the hoopla that came out about, well, could the SEC actually have its own playoffs if things got to that point where they were getting very little cooperation with this? And now, thank you, made it sound like that would not, that this is going to be on mothballs for a while. And we may be able to get back to it later. But look, if you're, Bill, and listen to Sankey, he's kind of, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing because it's not, but Sankey's pretty calculating. Why would that be let out as far as into the media if that was not something that maybe got some serious consideration at some point? Was the SEC within the league having their own playoffs?
Well, I hope that doesn't go forward, because I think they need to be national champions and not just conference champions. All right, we got about a minute left. Can you explain to me exactly what the purpose is of having Arch Manning waste his time by going to Tuscaloosa this weekend? What's the point?
What you're saying is, since he's been to the greatest campus of all, is there any reason for him to go and have to go and have another recruiting spill?
Correct.
The Mannings or that they like to check it all out. They do things very thoroughly, and still there's a lot of speculation on what Arch is going to do. I think they've pretty well got the schools narrowed down, maybe. But, I mean, it still looks like this is a Georgia-Texas thing, according to a lot of people. How much would this weekend change his mind in Tuscaloosa, I wonder?
Yeah, he's just wasting his time. I mean, I hope y'all have good NIL stuff to throw at him to try to get his attention, because I think even in those weird white uniforms we made him wear over the weekend, he's looking pretty good in them. All right, Brent, great stuff. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Magazine's coming out, too, as we speak, young man.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's great. Thank you, Brent.